This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Are the speakers fantastic here? By the way, Bitcoin Investor Conference here at the beautiful D Hotel in downtown Las Vegas. I haven't spent a lot of time in downtown Las Vegas, but I got to say, they've really done some amazing things with the place. I got to see Zappos office building there, and it was amazing stuff. So I do recommend it. And, of course, if you get an opportunity next year, come to the Bitcoin Investor Conference. This year, if you want to see the speeches, you can go to bitcoininvestor.com. Keep an eye there. It'll be should be up in 2 or 3 days, all the speeches for you to see. So, like I said, I'm meeting lots of interesting folks, too, including Andy Gough. Andy, you've got a bit of an accent. Where are you from?
I'm come from Scotland. I've been in America for the last 4 years, but thankfully I've managed to maintain my accent.
So, you have a company that I think is really going to be something fantastic for people who listen to Free Talk Live to find out about. And you haven't yet rolled everything out, but the idea is phenomenal. Please lay it on me.
Well, the company's MicroWork, microwork.io.
Microwork.io.
And essentially, it's a marketplace for human intelligence. It was inspired by Amazon Mechanical Turk, and that's Amazon's platform, and they host jobs there, small jobs. And the idea is that the jobs that are available are jobs that computers and machines do not do very well. Such as
there are still jobs that computers and machines can't do, right?
They are very poor at certain things, such as transcription, translation, data entry. All these kind of jobs are not yet able to be done by computers. So
some of them are really easy jobs, like
you were
showing me, for instance, some of these social networking sites that you're allowed to see pictures of mothers nursing babies.
Right.
However, you're not allowed to see sort of prurient pictures of women's breasts.
Right. So this is Instagram has a policy like that where you're not allowed to see female breasts, but breastfeeding's okay, mastectomies are okay, pictures of sculptors with naked breasts on them are okay,
and it's just fat guys are okay.
Fat guys are fine.
Yeah.
Male breasts, no problem at all. So it's very, very difficult for a machine to tell the difference between, you know, a female breast that's a real female and, you know, something that's maybe a picture of a painting or something, which would be allowed.
What about a fat, topless woman who has short hair? How are they going to tell the difference between that and a fat guy,
The fact is, machines are a long way away from being able to tell that. And what we have now is a situation where it's incredibly easy for humans to do these jobs, but incredibly difficult for machines to do them. Now, what we've done is we've simplified this work to its really most simple level, its basis level. What we've done is we've encapsulated a job on a mobile phone screen. So, for example, in the Instagram's policy version, we would show pictures, and people with knowledge of the Instagram policy, for example, would then determine if an image was valid. And so they'd be working now on their mobile phone, doing human intelligence tasks on a screen by screen by screen. And every time you do a task, they're creating great value. Value for Instagram in this case. And each time you do a task, we pay them money using Bitcoin.
So one thing I noticed is that you don't actually have to identify yourself particularly.
No.
To do this. So you're essentially paying people without them, you know, revealing necessarily who they are.
I don't care who you are. The only thing I care about is your skills. Can you do this well? And that's the only thing that matters.
And another thing about it is I guess I wanted to ask, for instance, when you showed it to me, we were talking about Instagram. For instance, there was a picture of a white tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much everybody's seen one of these. If you've gone to a zoo, they've got a white tiger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they ask under it, is this a zebra?
Right.
And, you know, maybe a computer really can't tell you.
Well, that's a real example. So that came back as a zebra.
Yeah.
But clearly it's a tiger. So again, this is still image classification, that one.
What does one earn by simply identifying a tiger rather than a zebra?
Well, it's a marketplace, so the market determines. We're a marketplace where we provide the ability for anyone to post these jobs, and basically whatever you think it's worth, if someone will do it, that's the price of the job.
Yeah. So, I mean, people can stay at home and potentially at least earn a little bit of money.
Do it on the bus, do it on the commute to work. Because it's global, anyone can do it in any country. And, you know, maybe if people are earning a few dollars an hour, it can make a significant difference to some people. It's all you need is an internet connection and an email address, and you're up and running with MicroWork. And there's so many things that it can do because it's on the mobile phone. The mobile phone is really the world's first and best Internet of Things device. It's got a microphone, it's got a touch screen, it's got speakers, it's got a camera, it's got GPS, it's got an accelerometer. All of these things can be used, for example, to take pictures of things, to do jobs in certain locations. So, for example, if I wanted, I could do a job to deliver me a Starbucks to this location, or go around the city taking pictures of menus from restaurants and then transcribing it and then, you know, making a delivery service. These are all types of things that we can do with MicroWork. And in addition to this, the data that it can collect and curate, the data it can collect is curatable. So, for example, you can build massive corpuses. In fact, you can even redefine the word large, because I've been looking at corpuses for things like machine intelligence and artificial intelligence, machine learning, sorry, they call them large corpuses, but to me, corpus. So, for example, imagine you're training someone to recognize my Scottish accent.
Okay,
this is a real problem. When I have my voice recognized, it comes back at 30% accuracy.
Right.
When my wife has hers done, it's 90%. And the reason is, it's been trained on American accents, and those American accents form a corpus.
Got
so
it.
If I wanted to perform a corpus of accents for Scottish people, I would make a location-based task in Scotland to record your voice reading certain specific sentences. And then I could use that to train machine learning. And that's a corpus. The large corpuses now are really tiny, but we could redefine what large is when it comes to the intelligence tasks like this and training. So not only can we collect the data, curate the data, we can use it to train machines as well. And this is really where I see it going in the future, the merging of man and machine intelligence and human intelligence.
So not only can one earn a few bucks by doing these tasks that are available to you will soon be available to you at microwork.io, but you can put tasks on there too.
Just as easily. It takes as many steps to earn money as it does
like
to...
The steps are like 4, 5, 6 steps.
Right.
Very simple.
You can make a task in a couple of steps. It takes a few seconds to make a task. You define what the page will look like, basically, and then you fund it. And then it's available straight away. But also, the great thing is, you can come along, you've never used Bitcoin before, you've never done anything like this, you can install the app, you can do a few jobs, and you can earn a little bit of money, and immediately you can then create some jobs. So it's an economy that we're building here. It's really commoditizing entrepreneurship as well, because now anyone can just make some jobs and have it done instantly.
Right. I mean, I'm stunned by it. It empowers both the empowers the entrepreneur and it empowers the person with a little extra time. I mean, how many of us have sat on our phones playing some dumb game when, you know, you could be there earning a few dollars in Bitcoin?
Right,
now, how are you intending to get the Bitcoin from you to the other person? How's that going to work exactly?
Well, it's a smart contract that we have. I'll give you an example of our workers in the Philippines, for example. So we can make a job as an employer. The job is then funded by us, and the smart contract has the money and the requirements to release the money. Then the worker sees the job, he does the job, and once it's verified, the money is sent to his Bitcoin wallet in the Philippines, which is coins.ph, which instantly transfers it to pesos. So we've got a situation where the guy is working in the Philippines.
Andy, hold on just one second. I just want to make sure the folks know that they can go to microwork.io and sign up so they can get more information.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thanks so much, Andy, for being on with me here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. BitcoinInvestor.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
My name is Bill Bonner and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at disappearingwealth.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and we are live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It is Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And Brian.
It's just like
the old
Sunday show.
Yeah. The gang's all here.
I haven't said that in a year.
Like, if you haven't tuned in a year, you might think nothing changed, right?
Stephanie, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, you gave a speech here today, and I just wanted to interview you. And, of course, Brian is hanging out, so I grabbed him, too. I want to talk about his speech in a few minutes. But it's been a really great event here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. What has stood out to you about the event?
Well, I really enjoyed this event. I was getting, honestly, quite sick of Bitcoin conferences because they were just becoming so statist, for lack of a better word. It was all about people wanting to make, like, a better credit card or something, and none of the things that initially excited me about Bitcoin were really being talked about. But at this conference, there's a lot of people talking about ideas and why Bitcoin is about freedom. And that's just, it was missing to me before, and I'm glad it's here.
I do feel like this is different than many of the Bitcoin events I've been to in the past. And I would agree with you there. The events are, to some extent, we're getting sort of stale. And, same stuff over and over again. The intellectual aspect of this event kicked into high gear.
Oh, yeah.
It's really been a great event. But, and leading into yours, which was sort of Bitcoin 101.
Yeah, so I got asked by Stephen Michaels, who organized the conference, to give a talk about Bitcoin. He just asked me to give a talk, and he kind of said I could do whatever I wanted. So thanks, Stephen, for that. But I wanted to give Bitcoin 101 because I really enjoy just talking about the basics. I think even if you are like a seasoned Bitcoin user, if you already know how to send and receive Bitcoin and know about it, going back to basics and talking about the very basic principles of what is Bitcoin and how do you use it can really inspire a lot of new ideas. Sometimes you get really into something and then you hear about it from a newbie's perspective and you can look at it a whole different way.
So tell me, what does one need to know about Bitcoin?
Okay, if you've never heard of Bitcoin before, it's magical internet money.
I think it's a great description of it.
That's really what it is.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
There are digital tokens that you can send over the internet from anywhere in the world to anywhere in the world, and you don't need to ask anyone's permission to open a Bitcoin account. All you need to do is download a piece of software, and you basically get some Bitcoins. Click send, tell them where you want to send it.
When you say it's a digital token, what does that mean? I think that's the most difficult part of Bitcoin to sort of describe to people who don't spend a lot of time on the internet or as much. What is a digital token?
Okay, so it's a piece of data that you can break apart and you can consolidate together. And one Bitcoin is just sort of an arbitrary unit. It's a chunk of data, and you can tell the Bitcoin software to send that to other Bitcoin addresses. Bitcoins are associated with Bitcoin addresses. So it's like,
An address is like an account.
It's like an account. Think of putting cash in an envelope and then transferring it to a different envelope. It's kind of like that.
Right. And in a Bitcoin, the lowest denomination of a Bitcoin is called a Satoshi, and that's essentially a digital coin. A Bitcoin is a collection of 100 million Satoshis, and that's why it can be broken up, as you said.
And put it back together.
And these Satoshis are indestructible. They cannot be destroyed online. Whereas so many things online can be, they're indestructible.
And there's no server to take down either. That's really important.
That's why they're indestructible.
Exactly.
Because they live on the internet on this peer-to-peer network. Nobody is in control. No one person is in control of the Bitcoin network. It's almost like when you torrent files, like Napster, remember the day, what Napster is, right, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay. So, it's like that.
I actually use Napster.
He downloaded some Metallica. Oh, no.
Oh, bad boy.
Total eclipse of the heart.
Wow.
I'm living in a powder keg and giving off sparks.
So it's like that. It's a network. It's a decentralized network. The Bitcoin network is formed by people's computers all around the world running the same software and connecting to one another in sort of this web. They're not connecting to a central hub. They're just all connecting to each other, and it forms a network. That's why Bitcoins are indestructible. And also, there's a record called the blockchain of every Bitcoin transaction that's ever been made. It doesn't say, like, Mark Edge sent Bitcoins to Stephanie Murphy. It says
this account.
These Bitcoins were sent from this address or account to this address.
Yeah.
So in that way, you can kind of use it with privacy, even though there is this publicly viewable record of all Bitcoin transactions that have ever happened. That's just how the Bitcoin network knows how many Bitcoins are in which address at this moment in time.
So that's all very interesting and everything, but why would somebody want to use Bitcoins?
Well,
we got perfectly serviceable money now, right?
Yeah, there's a number of reasons why people would want to use Bitcoins. Let's talk for a second about why money is valuable. Right. We all in the United States and people who are listening to this radio show probably use Federal Reserve notes or U.S. dollars, whatever you want to call them. And what it's a piece of paper. Right. Why is that valuable? It's valuable because people believe it has value and they accept it for value. They'll trade goods and services for it. Other stuff, things you can consume, whatever, other currencies. Money has value because people see value in it. They see the ability to do things with it. Gold is valuable because you can do stuff with gold, because it's been historically used as a medium of exchange. It can be used in jewelry and electronics. It has a couple of other uses. People see reasons why they think gold is valuable. And with Bitcoin, it's the same thing. And you can do things with Bitcoin that you can't do with other types of currency. So, for example, with Bitcoin, it's a non-physical thing. Bitcoins live on the internet. So whereas it would be really hard to walk across an international border, for instance, with a suitcase full of gold, or it would be really difficult to walk across the international border with a suitcase full of cash, even, because you'll get the cash-sniffing dogs after you.
Very difficult.
And that's becoming criminalized. You know, they're looking for it. You can walk across an international border with a computer that has a Bitcoin wallet on it, and you're not carrying anything physical.
Potentially, you could walk across an international border with nothing and access a computer with
a brain wallet,
a variety of other tools that you could access your Bitcoins.
Because the Bitcoins are living on the internet, you're just storing either in your mind or on your computer the ability to access those Bitcoins and to move them around, which gives you the ability to spend them, which means that you own them.
I really do believe that Bitcoin is the next step in evolution of currency. Governments are not organizations that are traditionally very concerned with evolution, things changing, making things better. But I think that Bitcoin, I think it's really going to make a big difference.
Well, and Bitcoin wasn't created by a government.
Right.
And obviously, governments are not interested in innovation. Bitcoin was created by a programmer who had, frankly, a grudge against the banking system and saw that people didn't have as much control over their own personal finances as they might want.
Yeah, and I think that I think we'll find as time goes by that people do want to have more and more control.
Oh, yeah, why wouldn't you?
Because every time you make a transaction currently, you have to get the permission of both a bank, at least one bank, and of a government, at least one government.
Yeah.
And, unless you're making, say,
there's too many cooks in the kitchen here.
Unless you're making, a cash transaction, I suppose that might make a difference.
Mm. And, well, even then, they want to criminalize cash.
Indeed they do. Indeed they do. I believe one of the Scandinavian countries is trying to go cashless at this point, so it's coming down the pike. I want to talk about this more at the Bitcoin Investor Conference, bitcoininvestor.com. It's Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Stephanie.
And Brian.
Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference, and we are bringing back the old Sunday show. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And Brian.
It's nice to see you guys here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference.
Nice
likewise.
See you, Mark.
Yeah. And, so Stephanie, you were giving a speech about the Bitcoin basics. And
yeah, Bitcoin 101.
And one of the questions I had is this sort of, why would people want to use Bitcoin? And there's a variety of answers to it, but I think that for me, one of the real killer apps, if one can use that term, stretch the term, for Bitcoin right now is saveatpurse.com. That's saveatpurse.com. And what it allows people to do is you can fund your account with Bitcoin at saveatpurse. You just go there and you can sign up for an account first. Mm-hmm. And then you can fund your account. And then you can buy pretty much anything that Amazon has at discounts from it starts at 15, but we recently got a Lego Jack. My son wanted to get this Lego. He had a certain amount of money. We just kind of put it up there as, well, to see whether something would happen at a 45% discount.
Wow.
Wow.
That's interesting.
We had no expectation that it was going to get picked up at 45%. I mean, who's going to, you know, do that? Who's going to make that trade?
Someone with a stolen credit card?
Apparently, they can't do that. There's a lot of fraud protection built in. And so these are people who have Bitcoin for whatever reason. They've worked for jobs or something like that.
No, they have Amazon credit.
Amazon credit.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry. Amazon
yeah,
credit.
So the way Purse works is it's a gift exchange.
Thank God you're here.
It's a little complicated, but basically the way it works is, you want to buy something on Amazon, but you want to buy it with Bitcoin, okay? Amazon doesn't accept Bitcoin directly. So what you do is you go to Purse, and you put your Bitcoin into Purse. You have an Amazon wish list where you say, this is the item I want. Someone else who wants your Bitcoin buys the item for you from your wish list off of Amazon, has it shipped to you, and when you get the item, you say, yep, I got it, and your Bitcoin gets released to that person who bought you the gift, who bought you the item.
Right.
So it's a gift exchange. It's an indirect exchange of for the other person in my example, they're exchanging dollars for Bitcoin. And for me in my example, I'm exchanging Bitcoin for an Amazon item.
What we found is that it's surprisingly uncomplicated. It sounds like it might be complicated,
yep.
But...
they've got an infographic on their website that explains it. It's kind of tricky to explain on the radio, but if you can go check it out, you'll understand it a lot better. Or just try it. I mean, that's how you learn by doing, right?
Right, and it's just not that bad as far as doing it. And
that's what I teach at my Bitcoin 101 talks. It's always like, okay, why don't we just try this and see how it works? Here's how a Bitcoin transaction goes. Let's do a live demo. So that's what I did in my talk today. And just, yeah, that's how easy it was. It took about 30 seconds, start to finish.
And I think that people are able to, you know, people when they're able to say, let's just call it 25%, rather than trying to, you know, say between 15 and 45, let's just call it 25%. Mm-hmm. If people are able to save 25% on just about everything at Amazon by using Bitcoin, it seems like that would incentivize the use of Bitcoin pretty quickly.
You've got to give people a reason because, I mean, I have a hard time wanting to spend my Bitcoins, wanting to part with them.
How do you get them?
Well, I'm a voice actor, and some of my clients pay me in Bitcoin.
That's awesome. How do other folks get them?
Well, there's four ways to get Bitcoin.
Yep.
One is you get someone to give it to you as a gift or a tip. The other one is you exchange it. You exchange fiat currency for Bitcoin. The third way is you accept Bitcoin at your business in exchange for goods and services. And the fourth way is you mine for Bitcoin.
Okay.
I wouldn't recommend mining.
No,
it's like mining for gold.
Yeah, see, this is why I think a Bitcoin 101 talk is important at pretty much any conference.
Yeah.
Is because this information changes. Like 2 years ago, mining would have been viable. All these different things would have been far more viable. Or like 2 years ago,
there weren't as many options for exchanges. Yeah,
right. Purse didn't exist, you know, 2 years ago or however long ago.
Yeah.
And so, but now, in fact, you mentioned them in your talk because it's just one of the ways that you can make this happen. And so it's important for that talk to always get updated. I think people are like, well, I already understand Bitcoin. It's like, yeah, maybe you understand it, but you don't know how the intro or even the more advanced people how the playing field may have changed pretty well based upon the basics.
Sure, yeah.
Now, you know, as far as getting Bitcoin, people can go to, just type in buy Bitcoin on some search engine, and likely you'll come up with a viable way to find
but
it.
But how do you know who to trust?
I don't know.
So on Roger Ver's website, which you interviewed him, Bitcoin.com, he has, like, you go there and it's like basic information about Bitcoin. One of the sections on that website is how do I buy Bitcoin?
Yep.
So you click on that and it'll show you a list of all these different exchanges. And there's like dozens of them, ways to get Bitcoin.
And those are what you would consider to be trusted exchanges?
Yeah, they've been vetted by...
Yeah, they go through a vetting process.
As much as you can trust any company on the internet, yeah.
Real quick, I want to talk about what you're doing these days. So you were on Free Talk Live for 5 years or something?
It was like 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, like an incredible period of time. And not that Free Talk Live was by any means the way you made money. But
it was a labor of love. But it was fun. Gave me experience.
Now you have gone into doing voice work. People were obviously always gaga about your voice on Free Talk Live, and it's clearly a gift or a luck, depending on where you're at in the spectrum.
Combined with a lot of work and trying to get better at acting and developing my skills. So yeah, I do voiceover work. And Free Talk Live was one of the reasons I went into that, because actually before that I was a scientist. I was doing something completely different.
Right. You're
but I wasn't happy.
Dr. Stephanie Murphy, mm-hmm. and you got your PhD at Dartmouth.
Yes,
and
in biochemistry.
Never used it.
No, I do use it. I write a newsletter for the SENS Research Foundation, which is like kind of a human life extension foundation.
Oh, awesome.
It's like a research update with my friend Max Pito. But anyway, so yeah, I'm not completely not using my PhD, but most of my work is voice acting and not scientific work. So if you want to see my voiceover website, it's smvoice.info, and you can contact me there if you want to get in touch with me about a voiceover.
What do you do? I mean, there's books,
well,
obviously.
I stand in my studio, which is my home studio, which is in my attic, in my pajamas, talk into a microphone, send off stuff to clients, hopefully before, whenever I think they're going to bed. And I do audiobooks, video narrations, phone systems, pretty much anything.
So, those three things where your bread and butter is, I'm just trying to figure out, because, I mean, there are people out there who've written a book that probably need an audiobook would really kick sales forward.
Audiobooks have to be a good match, so you can always get in touch with me, and there's info on my website about it. I'm also on Audible. The best things for me are radio and TV ads, and I've done a bunch of those, but those are kind of the most lucrative type of voiceover work.
Why do you think that is?
Because, you know, they have to be really good, I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of advertisers are looking for a very specific type of voice because they want to appeal to their ideal customer.
Right.
So if you have that voice that can really reach, for instance, I get cast a lot as like a young mom, you know, that kind of.
Yeah, I suppose that makes sense.
Yeah, or as like a sultry kind of.
I think you could do the sultry thing.
Get drunk with our beer or whatever.
Yeah. I'm seeing this totally. It's probably something that you could do very well. And I do know, as somebody who produces ads, that there are certain voices that I want for certain types of ads. I guess, do you find that, I've heard in the business, and this is something I kind of want to vet with you, is that supposedly men listen to women's voices more, and then women listen to men's voices more, and so if you've got an ad aimed at men, you want to use a woman's voice, and then if you've got an ad aimed at women, you want a man's voice.
That
do you believe
might,
that?
That might be kind of true for some radio ads, but the thing is, people listen to voices that they can relate to, so for a lot of ads, you're trying to say with the ad, like, hey, I'm just like you, and I have this problem, which is the same problem you have. And I solve my problem using this product, and you might like to know about that, too. So
I think that's the best explanation I've ever heard of it, significantly better than anything I was taught early on. I guess they're trying to dumb it down for folks. But, yeah, I think it's about what people can relate to.
Yeah.
And I want to talk here. Brian, we're going to be talking to you in the next segment about what you spoke about. So tell me, what was the name of your speech?
Yeah, so the name of it was Life 4.0, Thriving in Virtual Worlds with Cryptocurrencies, and the last bit, digital self-image. Boy, that's a long title.
Life 4.0.
I skipped all the way to 4.
Yeah, I'm wondering, did I miss 3.0?
Yeah,
you missed
2.0.
All of it.
Perhaps I'm still on Life.
You're still
1.0.
In beta, Mark.
This might be the case.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, coming to you live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. That's bitcoininvestor.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it, and they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof money to the people where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom in the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk live from the Bitcoin Investor Conference. This has been, for me, one of the best Bitcoin conferences I've ever been to. I feel like...
Me too.
Yep.
Yeah, same here.
It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
And Brian.
I feel like we really, the information, the intellectual aspect of it, it's just better than what I've seen in many of the events. So, Brian, you actually gave a speech here at the Bitcoin Investor Conference, and it will be visible on video in the next few days at BitcoinInvestor.com. And the name of it is Life 4.0, and that's where I'm at. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Life 4.0, Thriving in Virtual Worlds with Cryptocurrencies and Digital Self-Image. And that's a lot of terms there. But the bottom line that I was bringing up was the importance of virtual reality and Bitcoin and how these two technologies are really coming together.
People are loving to talk about virtual reality.
Absolutely. And now this is something that has been promised for a while. In fact, Mark, you might remember in some malls in the 90s or maybe even in the late 80s at these malls, they'd have these big setups, you know, where people could put on these gigantic goggles and all of this business.
Yeah.
You'd step inside of a cage of some kind and you could interact with this whole world. Well, come to find out, much like, you know, with the infrastructure that the modern internet allowed Bitcoin to take advantage of, virtual reality is now able to take advantage of modern infrastructure. In fact, I showed off, and in my talk, because a lot of people, I went very pie in the sky. I was saying, look, we can build free communities. You know, like we're all of us here are participants of the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. We could build virtual Free State projects that people could have real freedom of association within. They could be encrypted, hidden from the prying eyes of the government and all that, and all kinds of marketplaces could be built within virtual worlds, hangouts, you name it.
I figured it was just porn.
Sure, it could be that too. Why not?
I imagine it's the first place it'll go. Among the first places it will go.
Like all technology, I love it. So anyway, but so you could build all of these things, and I showed that it could be done right now and for pretty much no cost. Because Google, as much as I am annoyed by that company, they came out a couple years ago with what's called Google Cardboard, where you take your smartphone and there's a piece of cardboard that has a couple of little, you know, stereoscopic lenses in it, and it just Velcros up and it has one little button, you know, like a magnetic button, and you can put your smartphone right up to your face with this cardboard setup that looks like one of those visors.
It attaches to your face.
Yeah, you can attach
your smartphone to your face.
Right, but this is, you know, all together, maybe $2
strap
to put
right
together. Yeah,
strap
it right on. But, you know, I mean, and you can buy these things for $7 online. I mean, if not, you can get some more premium models if you want to. But the point is that the infrastructure is already here. Everybody already owns everything it takes to build, you know, virtual reality experiences.
50% of phones in the United States, cell phones in the United States are smartphones, or at least that number may be higher. I think that's a year-old number.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it seems like way higher now.
Yeah, I think there's some odd 1.4 billion Android devices on the planet.
That doesn't count Apple.
Right. That's not even counting the iPhone. And all of this is cross-platform, and it can all be open source. This is really exciting. I mean, my point was is that, you know, Bitcoin allows for financial freedom where you have total control of, you know, we were talking earlier about how you can cross borders with Bitcoin, and there, you know, no one knows that you even have it. Well, my point was is that you could actually take virtual property in general across the way with you, you know, when you cross a border and stuff like that. And companies are getting involved in this. Netflix and Hulu, they're already building into their experiences, you know, their interfaces online. They're building virtual living rooms that you put on Google Goggle or, you know, Google Cardboard, or you put on the Oculus Rift, whatever the case may be. You pop that on and suddenly you feel like you're in a living room. I mean, they know that people want this stuff. And I think these things are good examples as to why people would accept.
So you're in the living room and then you're watching the Hulu TV.
It's very
meta. Living.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, some people might like, I mean, when you consider the living conditions some people have where they're living in, you know, little apartments that are barely bigger than a closet.
In Japan, sometimes they live in, things that are not much bigger than coffins.
Exactly, right. And so, you know, if you had you just take your smartphone, Google Cardboard, or whatever setup that you have, very inexpensive, you put it on your face, and suddenly you're living in a mansion. And this could be done anywhere. And you could have all of your things with you, you know, even though, yes, they're virtual.
In a virtual world, you could then leave your virtual living room in your virtual mansion and then wander out into the virtual street with your other virtual friends who are visiting, around, and then they could be sort of interact in a virtual world in that way. Is that the idea?
Absolutely. Yeah, all of that could be done. And I think people would get over this. Like, the idea of virtual property, I think people kind of bristle at that. But when you consider that most people watch things like on Netflix, they watch it streaming online. Nobody owns movies anymore. Nobody owns DVDs. Or, I mean, yes, some people do, but a lot of people don't. And then, you know, Blu-rays are tanking as far as sales go. I mean, people seem to very quickly, once you give them an ease-of-use service, they just run to it. And I think these virtual experiences could really do that. But those virtual experiences need to be private and anonymous for people to really be able to express themselves and really love what they're doing. And that's only possible with cryptocurrencies.
So why does it need to be private and anonymous for people to express themselves? I guess I'm trying to explain that to me. Flesh that out for me.
Sure. So why it would need to be private and anonymous is, one, is that if people are looking in on it, I mean, this is part of the attraction, is creating the ability to have freedom of association. I mean, you think, Bitcoin, take like Bitcoin, it's very popular in Argentina and some of these other in some developing countries and all this stuff, because they already have the infrastructure, they have smartphones, and it allows them to take control of their money from very tyrannical governments. Now, what if they could create entire living experiences for themselves under these tyrannical governments where they have freedom of expression? Imagine in the Islamic world, where in some parts of it, things are very conservative. And a woman could, perhaps slap this on, hide in some corner or whatever the case may be.
Put on a virtual
underneath
bikini.
Her burqa.
Yeah, maybe even underneath. Yeah, I mean, and suddenly she could be living, a more, maybe a Western, I don't like that term, but maybe a Western lifestyle, but a more
she could drive a
lifestyle.
Virtual car, wearing a virtual bikini in the virtual sunlight.
Sure, I mean, whatever. I mean, but this is the reason. But you need it to be out of the prying eyes of those that maybe don't like your choice in culture, because that's what you're going to be able to do with these virtual worlds, is create your perhaps your perfect living conditions, but not everybody may agree with that, and that can be a real issue.
So I'm thinking that probably these virtual worlds are going to be brought to you to some extent by the major ones out there.
Sure.
You know, the big companies, Facebook, Google, they're really working on these virtual worlds. I would assume that means there's a lot of cost in creating them. Does that? How are you going to mimic that in the largely open source world of Bitcoin hackers and that sort of thing?
Well, that's the thing, is that people, necessity is the mother of invention, and when people realize that the tools exist to already make all of this happen right now, and that's the beauty of it, is there's no reason you can't do it right this second with no barrier to entry as far as cost. I mean, come on, $2 in cardboard,
that's for the user end, but I mean the programming end.
Well, on the programming end, I mean that gets into some interesting subjects of digital economics, which would take a little while to get into. But I mean, because it's interesting, with Linux development, I mean, no, there's not a lot of people getting paid for this.
Well, so generally, with people have created the whole Mint and Ubuntu, these operating systems that operate on laptops that replace Windows. Did I say it wrong?
I think you're picking up the accents from Ian. He just tries to say everything with this like authentic accent.
So Mint or Ubuntu, that's these are Linux, and what they do is they replace the Apple OS and they replace Windows, and that has been done largely for free, and it's pretty big and pretty robust.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one could get a little crazy and even say it's almost communist the way some of this stuff has been developed.
Now, what do you mean?
Ubuntu, the word means like almost like communism.
Oh, I thought it meant like one love kind of thing.
Well, it's like this joining of
it's
humanity.
It's kind
of
like namaste. You can make it mean whatever you want.
But the point is that people will do things just out of simple goodwill. You look at BitTorrent, and that is readily true. Nobody's making money off of that. They are just seeding, gigabytes, terabytes upon terabytes of information totally for free for everybody around the world to access, and they're doing it just for the love of knowledge and for the love of wanting to access it.
Bitcoin
and
companies contribute code, open source code, to the Bitcoin community that gets used in other projects.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them
not making any money off of it.
Yeah, so I mean, if anything, it would come out of like the greater experiences would come as byproducts of what the larger companies will do, and that's that. I mean, it's just going to trickle down, and it's
when can we expect to see something like this occurring?
So some of the it can be done now, but as far as what more conservative firms have kind of said, by 2020 this will be a $22 billion business, and so that means it's alive if it's doing $22 billion a year.
I guess it's basically trying to predict like what the internet will do when you're sitting in 1995. I mean, it would have been very difficult to predict what 2015 looked like in 1995.
Sure. I mean, to compare it to Bitcoin, with virtual reality, we're at Bitcoin 2009 right now. And in 5 years, where could it be?
Yeah. I mean, I couldn't even say. To me, it doesn't seem to hold that much attraction to go hang out with people online, but I can totally see how some kind of big online orgy would be huge for people. I mean, porn.
What about medical applications or therapy applications.
Yeah, I mean, there's
that's
tons.
I'm really
you could visit
that.
The doctor.
Yeah, huh? You could visit a doctor. You could even, get a therapist.
I guess that would make a big difference. You can go to our Facebook page and share what you think would be some of the best applications for a virtual world. It's at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Go to sovereigntech.com if you want to hear more.
Yeah, Sovereign Tech is a great tech show. I listen to it. Sovereigntech.com.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.